Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Tes and the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon starting Halacha Vov a few lines down in Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Ain bin Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Once we mentioned the previous Mishnah, the differences or the no differences that we have between the first month of Adar and the second month of Adar. Now we continue with the Ain bin, the no differences or the differences that we have between Yom Tov and Shabbos. So Ain bin Yom Tov l'Shabbos. There's no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. Ella oichel nefesh bilvad. That in Yom Tov you can prepare nefesh, prepare food. You can cook food, and in Shabbos you can't. Ain bin Shabbos l'Yom Kippur. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. El shazez doini b'dei adam, fezez doini b'ikaris. On Shabbos, when a person does a melacha b'zodin purposely, and there's edim and there's asra, so he gets mises beisin. He's killed by beisin. But Yom Kippur, it's a karis b'dei shemaim. So to Gemara, tani b'shem abiyudo av machshiri oichel nefesh hitiru. Not only that you could do oichel nefesh, but also machshiri oichel nefesh. You can prepare what the food needs in order to be done. Says the Gemara, my benayim, what's the chiluk between Rabbi Yehuda and our Mishnah? Rabbi Chisda Amar lechaded roisha shel shibud benayim. Are you allowed to sharpen a spit on Yom Tov? According to Tanakhama, no, it's machshir oichel nefesh. It's not the food itself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could do that as well. The machlekes is, can you create fire? According to Tanakhama, you can't. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could because it's machshir oichel nefesh. This is the thing, meaning Nafkamin is one of them. He didn't say which one. Mahu adover, what is he referring to? Lechated Rosh Hashivud adover, or Loitzi Yeshmin Avonim adover? What does he hold in Nafkamin is? Because according to the second mandama, the only creating fire is, according to Rabbanan Zasser, he holds you could sharpen a spit, according to Rabbanan. Because that's really close, that's considered to be preparing the food. Only fire, which is another step removed, is something you can do. So what is the one he holds like? So let's learn from the following Mishnah. You're not allowed to sharpen a knife, but you can rub one knife over the other. Only a Yehuda holds you can sharpen a knife. Everybody agrees here. He's not sharpening the knife, he's only cleaning the knife. And immediately it gets sharpened, and that's why everybody agrees. But you see, for me, that sharpening is something, the rabbanon hold, you can't do if you're doing it for the purpose of sharpening. This is a quote submission in Beitza that says over there, all these things are also in Yom Tov, and of course, they're also in Shabbos. This is the only things you have difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is Oichel Nefesh. There's other difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Skila b'Shabbos ain't skila b'Yom Tov. Person does melacha and Shabbos is amazing, he gets skila. And Yom Tov he doesn't. Koris b'Shabbos, if he doesn't have edim asra, ain't koris b'Yom Tov. There's no punishment of koris in Yom Tov. Makas b'Yom Tov, you get malchus, a person goes and does melacha and Yom Tov. Ain't makas b'Shabbos, because you get miso. Continues the Gemara in the Testament base. In Tamar b'Devarim, she'esh b'Moichel Nefesh, asin on bitni. Maybe you want to tell me that we're not talking about punishment. We're talking about what is asur and mutter. So we learn, one of the things you can do in Yom Tov is taking fruits that are getting ruined on the roof and bring it down on Yom Tov and on Shabbos because it's a tircha. They allow the tircha on Yom Tov and on Shabbos. Another thing, you can rub together the atzei besomim. Your leaves have good smell for Mila on Yom Tov and Arbi Shabbos. For Rabbi Yosef, who shemal? Only after the Mila. Because before, maybe the Mila won't happen, so you can't do it on Yom Tov. Chaim brings another gears of the Sefer Charedim, that who shaloimal, meaning he didn't do Mila yet. So on Shabbos, if you need this, just wait for Sunday. Don't do it. On Yom Tov, I tell you to do Mila, even though the Mila did not happen yet. But upon we find here other things that Shabbos and Yom Tov are different. Another mocker, the Tani, Moinim Chachim Lamir, Bechotoma Shebekarka, Shemefakim, Umafkim, Umatirim, Bechotim. This goes back to Beitzo. There we learn, can you not break a wall to get to the fruits? Rameir says yes, Chachim say no. Say, when you have Kli, which is connected to the ground, and it's tied up on top, so you can loosen up the knot. Mefakim means you shake the knot. And mafkiyu matir is different ways to open a knot. Vechoytchim came and cut it. So that's b'yomtiv. B'shabes mafakvikim you can shake it. Avloy mafkiyim, avloy matir, avloy choytchim. You can't do more than that. Over kalim, when you have kalim, meaning they're not connected to the ground. B'shabes mutar and tzorech lomar b'yomtiv, you can do it Shabbos and yomtiv. But you see again, there's a difference between Shabbos and yomtiv. And the Gemara does not answer this question. Why is our Mishnah saying the only difference between Shabbos, Yom Tov, Zoichel Nefesh, there's other things we found differences? Continues the Gemara and says, in Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Yom Elisha, Zez, Doini, B'dei Hodom, Zez, Doini, B'dei Karis, that on Shabbos, there is a Misa, B'dei Beis Din, and in Yom Kippur, is a Misa, B'dei Shemayim, Karis. Regarding money, they're both equal, that you don't pay money. Because we have a concept called kimle bedirabah mineh. When a person gets a more severe punishment, he doesn't get the more light punishment. So a person is getting mises basin for the same mice, he won't have to pay. So says the Gemara, the same thing works regarding Yom Kippurim, regarding karis. A person gets his karis, he's part of intashlumim, even though it's not happening through basin. This goes with the same thing that you don't have to pay when a person gets a chiyuv karis. He says it a little differently. He doesn't say Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. He says karis is like mitzvah beis din. What's the difference between these two statements? Seemingly, it's the same idea. That Yom Kippur and Shabbos, even though Yom Kippur is only Karis and Amis is Beis Din, you still point there. It still exempts one from paying. If a person has an improper relationship with a Nairo, he has to pay. What happens if she's Nido? If she's Nido, there's a Yisur Karis. So if you learn from Yom Kippur, it's not included, as I was going to explain. But if you learn from any Karis, you'll be part of Tashlumi. Similar thing, one has an improper relationship with the sister of his wife. So there's Issur Karis over there, but it's not like Yom Kippur. Explains it more why. The way we compare Yom Kippur to Shabbos, the same way Shabbos is no heter, always also in Shabbos, also Yom Kippur there's no heter, it will never become mutter. But here, Achas Ishtoin and Nairo Nido, they will be mutter. Nida stops being Nida after a while. Achos Ishtar, if the wife dies, the Achos is mutter. So therefore, it's not included in the exemption of money. The way you learn it, Mashabbos Yesh Bokaris. The same way Mashabbos is Karis if there's no Hasral. Af Yom Kippurim Yesh Bokaris. Ve'ilu Yil Ve'esh Ben Karis and Misham. You learn Karis from Karis, and this is Karis. Whenever you have Karis, you're exempt from paying. Yudha Paz Yomar. Makos v'koris ma'amrin ba'ilan tanayim. Meaning we learned that if you have koris and tashlumim and money, so we spoke here about the idea that the koris is poiter mitashlumim. What about koris and malchus? Does the koris say that you don't not have to get malchus? Do you say the kimli b'dirabim minei? It's enough to have the more severe punishment? On my view, he said, Tzvich Rabban, Rabban really had the question, did not have an answer. Rabban asked, why didn't they hear the braiso? That's the gear of Rab Chaim. Meaning there's no malchus by Shabbos because it's lav shenita and lazor's mises basin. Because you could get to mises basin if there's AD minasra, so even if you didn't get it to misa, because there was no Eidim in Israel, but because this Isser has Misa in it, so you plot her for Malchus. So, of course, Shenemar B'Yom Kippurim ain't Makos Etzel Karis. The same thing Yom Kippur that you learn from Shabbos, there's no Malchus in the place of Karis, and he's plot her for Mina Malchus. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Tes.